It's hard to think of a worse opening line for a novel than "It was a dark and stormy night." But for 25 years now, contestants in the Bulwer-Lytton Fiction Contest have been trying. San Jose State University professor Scott Rice started the competition and has collected the very best of the worst fiction ever written in a series of books titled "It Was a Dark and Stormy Night." And Scott's on the phone. Scott, what are some of the worst opening lines you've ever read?
I can start with some short ones like, "The sun rose slowly, like a fiery furball coughed up uneasily onto a sky-blue carpet by a giant unseen cat." "The thing that goes back and forth inside the old grandfather clock swung back and forth like a pendulum." There's a reason for that.
What's the one? You had one about Denny's?
Oh, yes. "The rising sun crawled over the ridge and slithered across the hot, barren terrain into every nook and cranny like grease on a Denny's grill in the morning rush, but only until 11 o'clock when they switched to the lunch menu."
How did you get the idea to hold a contest for the worst writing? I mean, 25 years you've been doing this.
Oh, yeah, for a lot of different reasons. We were talking about literary contests one day, and I started to think about this conversation stopper I had. In graduate school, I discovered what novel began with "It Was a Dark and Stormy Night." It was Paul Clifford by Bulwer-Lytton, probably better known for having written "The Last Days of Pompeii" and for originating the line, "The pen is mightier than the sword." Oh, and also, by the way, he originated the expression, "the almighty dollar."
Interesting.
So I thought, well, why don't we have a writing contest that asks for people to submit bad writing, but let's not ask for very much. Let's ask for bad opening sentences, and we'll call it the Bulwer-Lytton contest.
Cool. What's the criteria? I mean, do you have a laugh-o-meter, and if it goes over
line? I think the smartest thing we ever decided to do was not to tell people what we were looking for.
Huh.
You know, I mean, you start thinking about it. In a Tony Hillerman novel, somebody asks, I think it's Jim Chee, who's investigating a crime site on the high desert, and they ask, well, what are you looking for? And he says, I'm not looking for anything in particular, because then I might not see something I'm not looking for. And so we just read them and we respond.
Has anyone gone on from winning this contest to becoming a published writer?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Some of the people do go on and are publishing fiction. It's just that they're not. We don't have John Barth doing it or someone of that magnitude.
You don't go and check out their opening lines, do you?
No. But they have senses of humor and real powers of invention.
Scott Rice is sorting through the entries for the 25th annual Bulwer-Lytton Worst Fiction Opening Line Contest. The deadline for submissions is July 15th. The winner will be announced July 23rd. And we reach Scott in his office at San Jose State University, where he is hip deep in bad writing. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.